Good morning, this is Ndundo Newspaper Review, 19 January 2023. Here's a review of what the front pages of the newspapers in Nigeria are saying today. The new CBN restriction on cash economy is hurting informal businesses who are heavily dependent on cash. According to Business Day findings, the cash withdrawal limit which the CBN implemented on 9th of January 2023 has taken a toll on many informal businesses at nano and micro stages in the agricultural sector. This is coming from Business Day. And also from Business Day, President Muhammad Buhari has given the NNPC the nod to spend an additional 1.9 trillion naira in the reconstruction of 44 federal roads under the tax credit policy. This was communicated yesterday after the Federal Executive Council meeting chaired by Vice President Yemi Osibanjo. One of the main suspects of the Offa Bank robbery in the resumed trial at the Kwara State High Court yesterday told the court that the former commander, Intelligence Response Team Squad, ACP Abba Kyari, offered him 10 million naira to incriminate former Senate President Dr. Bukola Saraki in the case. The suspect said Abba Kyari also promised him a visa to any country of his choice, but he turned down his offer. This is coming from The Guardian. And still on The Guardian, presidential candidate of the New Nigeria People's Party, Rabiu Kwankwaso, says he understands the problem of the country and if elected as president, he would replicate the successes he recorded in his 8 years as governor of Kano State. Speaking at the Chatham House yesterday, Kwankwaso also revealed that the reason his party's alliance with the Labour Party failed was because the Labour Party was carried away by media hype and built on ethnicity and religion. Former President of the Nigeria Bar Association, Chief Wole Olanipekun, has described the Section 65 of the Electoral Act as dangerous for the forthcoming general elections. Section 65 of the 2022 Electoral Act allows returning officers to review declaration of results, and Chief Wole argues that it is improper for returning officers to have such power to review already declared results. This is coming from Nigerian Tribune. Also from Nigerian Tribune, the Edo State Government on Wednesday announced the arrest of two traditional rulers in connection to the Edo train attack. Commissioner for Communication and Orientation, Ms. Chris Osanehikare, announced the arrest of the two traditional rulers but did not reveal their identities. A report presented to the Federation Account Allocation Committee on Tuesday in Abuja reveals that the NNPC deducted over 3.3 trillion naira from January to November last year to pay for fuel subsidy. According to the report, the withdrawals were made from revenue the NNPC Limited were supposed to send to the Federation account. This is coming from The Nation. And finally from Daily Trust, former President Olusegun Obasanjo on Wednesday said that Bad Belle hindered Chief MK Abiola from becoming Nigeria's president in 1993. The ex-president revealed this in a lecture titled Eyiniwewa, Your Epistle, at the 100-year anniversary celebration of his alma mater, Baptist Boys High School, Abeokuta, Ogun State.